listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Here's a phrase I'd like you to think about today: into our hands. You'll see what I mean when I read to you the text for today, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 45 through 47. This is what we read in those verses. Then David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Out on the field of battle, the mighty Goliath challenged the young shepherd boy David. We can imagine Goliath's deep bass voice reverberating against the tall hills surrounding the valley of Elah. That sound struck fear into the heart of every Israelite soldier. David answered with his teenage voice, and the Philistines probably laughed at the contrast. The Philistines were both in command, but the Israelites were both horrified and embarrassed. Here he had a boy fighting a giant. David looked at the weapons Goliath held, and he answered, "I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts." You see, David had something more powerful than Goliath's sword and shield. He had God on his side, and he said to Goliath, "I come as a representative of the Lord of hosts, the God who has heavenly armies at his command, and I'm a sent man, a man on a mission from God." David became bolder and bolder. He even told Goliath this: "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." Now, it was one thing to tell Saul that he would kill Goliath. He did that back in verse 36. It was an entirely different thing to tell Goliath that he would kill Goliath, and to say that the Lord would do it this day, even adding the threat, "I will strike you down and take your head from you." And that was a nice, vivid detail. But please notice that David was careful to say, "The Lord will deliver you into my hand." David was bold, but bold in God and not in himself. He knew that the battle belonged to the Lord. He also knew that God deserved the fame that would come from this battle. David said that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Now, this whole incident ended up making David famous, but that's not why he did it. He did it for the fame and the glory of God, not his own name. He wanted all the earth to know that there is a God in Israel. Then David added these words. He said, "Then all this assembly shall know." You see, at this point, it wasn't enough for all the earth to know that there's a God in Israel. Israel needed to know that there was a God in Israel. Saul and the rest of the soldiers of Israel thought that the Lord could save only with a sword and spear. They didn't really believe that the battle was the Lord's, but David would soon give them proof. David's last words to Goliath before the battle were these: "He will give you into our hands." Again, notice David's humility. He didn't say, "He'll give you into my hands." David knew that this was our battle and that he fought on behalf of all Israel. If they weren't trusting in the Lord, David would trust for them. David fought the battle, but not only for himself, but for all of God's people. His victory became their victory. In the same way, Jesus Christ fought Satan and sin at the cross and won a great victory, but not only for himself, but for all of God's people as well. The victory of Jesus becomes ours. Live and walk in that victory today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.